Good morning. Joining us, as he does on Tuesdays, is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, all eyes toward Hoosick Falls today, as Senate hearings will take a look into PFOA contamination there. Not the only place in New York and other states seeing this kind of contamination, but a big deal in terms of questioning the Cuomo administration.
Yes, and on the eve of today's Senate hearing on the water quality issues in Hoosick Falls, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has declared municipal landfills in the village and in the nearby Rensselaer County town of Petersburg and the town of Berlin to be potential state Superfund sites. That designation is an acknowledgement that the dumps contain PFOA, the substance that has been linked to several diseases in humans, and it requires further investigation to see if they actually are toxic waste dumps, and this is the first step that would begin remediation if that is the case. Now, DEC insists that there's no connection between the timing of this announcement Monday and today's Senate hearing. That session will be watched closely, not just in the Capital Region, as you said, but also around the state where many communities have grappled with water contamination issues. It's scheduled to start at 10:30 a.m. at Hoosick Falls High School, and it's likely to run through the day, and a whole list of people from Hoosick Falls and state officials will be testifying. It'll even go into the evening where the public will get a chance to go before the panel.
All eyes will be on that today. We'll be continuing to update you throughout the week. The next item on the agenda, search law, which has to do with the airport and some controversy.
Yeah, Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple has requested that a contentious local law that would have made it a crime for passengers to refuse screening at the Albany International Airport be taken off the table now. According to our story today by Amanda Fries, Sheriff Apple said he requested it be withdrawn because of the lack of documentation needed to move the proposal forward and because of mounting opposition to it. The law aimed to cover what Apple said was a weak spot in the current system that allows passengers to now walk away without boarding their flights if security staff flags them for additional screening. According to Apple, his deputies don't currently have any legal grounds to question such a person, and he wanted to change that. But several groups from Muslim advocacy organizations and the New York Civil Liberties Union came out against the law after it had been proposed back in April. Opponents said the law could lead to confusion, unwarranted arrests, and racial and religious profiling. So after conferring with members of the county legislature, Apple said he just figured the people have spoken and he decided to pull it back.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more on these or other stories, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.